So let's review. The previous Mishnah concluded with Efshur LeTachton Lavei Atchalei Boha Elyon, Aval E Efshur LeElyon Lavei Atchalei Boha Tachton. A girl with developed dadim certainly grew shtei sairis because the shtei sairis come before the dadim, but the dadim did not come before the shtei sairis. The next several Mishnayos proceed with similar examples of halachas that pertain to two features where one can be without the other, but the other cannot be without the first. Zok the Mishnah. Kayetzabai. If an earthenware utensil has a large hole enough for water to come in, the water will also leak out. But if the hole only allows water to leak out, it will not allow water to come in. As the Gemara explains, if the hole is large enough to be kindness mashka, to allow water in, the klicheres becomes disqualified from mechatas to contain the water mixed with the efer para, the ashes of the para duma, because the pasuk states, v'nosn lov mayim chayim el keli. And a klicheres with a hole loses its status of kli. While meitzi kashal mechatas upasal mishum gistera. If the hole is smaller, the size of meitzi mashka to allow water out, the klicheres remains eligible for mechatas because it is still considered a kli. And only gistera, a shard of earthenware which is used to catch dripping liquid, loses its ability to become tummy because lefisha ein oimrim havi gistera legistera. A person keeps an intact kli that has a small leak and will use a shard to catch the leakage. But it does not keep a shard if it has even the slightest leak because he will not use a shard for a shard. The Gemara proceeds to discuss various methods to determine whether a hole is the size of kindness mashka. Chum say, Yavi areva malaya mayim anoisin kederu latecha im kansa biyadusha kindness mashka, bimla biyadusha maitzi mashka. The klicheres is placed in a bowl filled with water. If water enters the kli from the bottom, this indicates that the hole is kindness mashka. And if water does not enter the kli, then the hole is not kindness mashka. Yudah disagrees and holds that this method is not effective, because as Rashi explains, Aydi didachik lehu l'shulayim, Aili maya begavah full of a neck of cotton. Since the bottom of the kli presses against the bowl, this might cause water to enter even through a very small hole that is only a mitzi mashka. Therefore, Yudah suggests the following. Either kaifiv azne kaderu l'teicha matzav ala mayim, vim kainis biyaduah shakainis mashka, vim la biyaduah shamitzi mashka. The klicheres with its bottom up is placed in an empty bowl, and they put water into the bowl until the water floats over the kli. And we see, if the water enters the kli, this indicates that the hole is a kindness mashka. If the water does not enter the kli, then the hole is only a mitzi mashka. Or, sheif sal gabi ha'ar, im ha'or mamida biyaduah mitzi mashka, v'mla biyaduah shemachnas mashka. The klicheres is filled with water and placed onto an open fire. If the fire retains the water inside the kli, this indicates that the hole is small, only mitzi mashka. But if the fire does not retain the water, then the hole is large, a kindness mashka. Bisi disagrees and says, Afle sheif sal gabi ha'ar, v'mnesha or mamida. The klicheres should not be placed onto an open fire, because the fire will retain water even from a large hole, that is kindness mashka. Rather, Bisi says, Shev sal gabi haremetz. Im remetz mamida biyadusha mitzi mashke, vimla biyadusha kainis mashke. The klicheres is filled with water and placed onto burning coals. If the fire retains the water inside the kli, this indicates that the hole is only mitzi mashke. But if the fire does not retain the water, then the hole is kainis mashke. Another indicator, Hayatayrit tipa achar tipa biyadusha kainis mashke. If the water drips out continuously, this also indicates that the hole is larger, a kainis mashke. Mishnah continues with another example. If a dead person had an extra finger with a nail, it certainly has a bone inside. But if the finger has a bone, it might not have a nail. As the Gemara explains, an extra finger that has a nail transmits tumas mesin always. Because as Rashi explains, it is a significant limb even without a kizayis basar. However, an extra finger that has only a bone but no nail transmits tumas mes only through contact or carrying because it is an etzim kisayir. But it does not transmit through a room because it is not considered an aver. Rashi adds, however, if the finger has a kezayis of flesh, it is metame ba'il, because it is a kezayis of nanes, which is metame ba'il. Bichnan adds, an extra finger without a nail is not considered an aver only if it is not aligned with the other fingers. But if it is aligned with the other fingers, it is considered an aver even without a nail, and is metame ba'il. Mishnah continues with a third case. Kol metame medrus, metame tmei mes. V'yesh metame tmei mes, v'ein metame medrus. A kli that can become an avatoma through medrus by a tummy person sitting in it can also become an avatoma via contact with a dead person. But there are certain kalim that can become an avatoma only via contact with a mess, but not via medrus. As the Gemara explains, this applies to sa v'tarkas. If a person used a measuring container for a chair, although he actually sat on the kli, it's not metame medrash because the pasuk states vayeshev ala kli asher yashav alav hazav. The word yashav in present tense teaches mishem yuchad li yeshiva yetzazeh she'emolei amoid v'nasa melachteinim. Only a kli that is designated exclusively for sitting is metame medrash, but a kli that has other uses is not metame medrash. The Mishnah continues with a fourth example. Kala ro ladin din nefashas, ro ladin din mamnas, v'yesha ro ladin din mamnas, v'ena ro ladin din nefashas. Every Jew who is eligible to serve as a judge in capital cases can certainly judge monetary cases. But there are some who are only eligible to judge monetary cases, but not capital cases. And the Gemara points out that this Mishnah was also repeated in Masechta Sanhedrin to include the following. Ger ro ladin din mamnas. A convert can serve as a judge in monetary cases, even though the ka'asa metipa psula, who is not born a Jew. A mamzer ro ladin din mamnas. A mamzer can serve as a judge in only monetary cases, even though in ro lava bakal, he cannot marry into the general populace. But even so, they're both disqualified for din nefashas, as the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin teaches, because as the pasuk in Shir HaShirim states, kulach yafer yasi umum ein bach.